word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
And now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
You know, I tell you what, this segment of Watch Your Tongue, we want you to enjoy the testimonies and hope you do as much as we do, because these testimonies are talking about the Word of God, what God has done in their life, and having, by verbally using their tongue, an organ of speech, and trusting Christ as Lord and Savior through the actual talking of the mouth as an organ of speech. And I'm so excited about that because I get a blessing every time I hear one of these testimonies.
It's their personal experience, because, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
That's right. Amen.
So let's get ready to hear these testimonies.
That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Well, we welcome again to me and Pastor Duffy's church called Colorblind Ministries of Como, Texas. And Pastor, it's a great privilege to be here with you today. And Pastor Reverend C.J. Duffy, Brother Duffy also is my co-host of this program. And also today we have one of the members who are privileged to give their testimony today. And Rhonda, I want to thank you for being here today.
Yes. Rhonda, it's always an honor to have some of our members to be a part of testimonial time. And I know that again in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Most people think testimonies is about what they did in their lives, but your testimony is about Jesus. So when did you first realize that you were a sinner and needed to be saved?
I was 13 years old, Seagoville, Texas. And, I was at church on a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night meeting.
I just knew that it was time. Something told me to go forward, and I knew it was time.
Okay. So that actually asked, what did you decide to do about your sins? That was what I was really going to ask you next. You more or less answered that.
Did you talk to your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, was it grandparents? Yes.
My grandparents.
Pastor?
Yes. Grandparents, my grandmother's father was a Southern Baptist preacher.
Oh, goodness.
And so I grew up with church, and I just knew it was time.
Amen. Holy Spirit spoke to you.
Where were you? Of course, you was in Seagoville, Texas when you got saved on a Wednesday night. Do you know about the time?
It's probably 6:30.
And was it regular Wednesday night service, vacation Bible school?
It was Wednesday night service.
Yeah, just regular.
My cousin was the music director, and my grandfather was a deacon, and you know, and so everybody was there, and it was just...
That's beautiful.
Raised in the church, yeah.
So who specifically witnessed to you and told you about Jesus?
My grandmother first. Her and my grandfather, they were in church all the time, and that was the only time I had church, was when I was with them.
Yes.
And it, what they had, I wanted.
Okay. So your parents actually lived away, or their children, so you'd come visit your grandparents, and every time you would go to church.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Well, why did you ask God or Jesus to come into your life at 13 years old? What made you want to decide, okay, I want something different in my life?
I grew up in a broken home. I knew that what my grandparents had, we didn't have in our home. And I wanted that all the time. And I know that my grandmother told me that Jesus was the way.
That's right.
You know, that you could have that peace and that love. And so I wanted that.
Did you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that he'd been raised from the dead?
Yes.
Good. And did you ask Jesus to save you, forgive you of your sins, and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life, your body?
Yes.
Okay. And as a result, do you know that you're saved and that you're going to heaven and in eternity you'll be able to spend with Jesus?
Sir.
I want to tell you, that is a great thing to know, Pastor.
Yeah,
I'm tell you right
to,
now.
See, a lot of people think when they continue to sin or if they fall short, they have to start all over in the mountain again.
Mm-hmm.
See, we need to let people know that, see, because you messed up, you got to fess up. But at the same time, he's not looking at you based on what you've done. He's looking at you based on what Jesus did for your sins. But he will give you the strength to overcome in every area. Your life has been bought by the
Amen.
Blood, and the blood is strong enough to overcome anything.
Amen.
Because your
Amen.
Testimony is about him.
Are you ashamed to tell others about Jesus?
No.
What would be your message to the people today? Because we have folks out there who have been hurting, who have been to church all their lives. Some have never been to church. And what would be your thought to them today? Or maybe it would be what was the main thing that turned you around that might help those folks?
In my instance, I kind of left that path and went down a totally different road. On my own, I can't. I can't do it. I know that. I will mess it up worse than it's ever been. So what I would tell everyone is Jesus can. We can't, but we can with Jesus. Yes. Jesus can do it.
Yes,
exactly. You know, Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
That's right. Amen. So if there's someone out there who has been in church like you have and who have strayed away, they could come right back just like you did.
Yes. And there's no greater feeling, no greater feeling in the world than to surrender and
take your life and give it back to God. Yes. Any other word that you'd say to someone out there who's in this situation, who's been thinking a long time, and who wants to get back in church again, get serving the Lord?
Find someone that's walking that, you know, that's taking that path, that's following the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. It's when we take them off of Him
that's right. Amen.
You're going to always be tempted.
Always.
No matter what happens, you're going to be tempted.
That's right.
But you'll have already overcome. The only thing that gives Him power is what you say with this tongue. Mm-hmm. So in that, God gave us His word to speak His word. In other words, what He wants you to do is watch your tongue.
What was that again?
Watch your tongue.
Thank you very much, Rhonda. We appreciate you being here today, and thank you, Pastor.
It was an honor having you, Miss Rhonda. God bless you.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Pastor, you know what? I love testimonies. I tell you what, I've been so blessed by this testimony, and I just want to thank God for it.
It's something that changed their life. So I'm always excited about what our audience and our viewers, when it comes to testimonies, these are personal accounts of people's lives that has changed.
That's correct. And for those of you out there in our audience, our radio and television audience, that do not know Christ as Lord and Savior, we have so many things we want to share with you that is involved in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a big word for it, but you don't need to remember, but it's called soteriology, which is all about salvation. Now, there are so many things involved in salvation, and we're going to talk about some of them. But first of all, let's talk about what the word salvation means.
Soteriology, or Romans 10:9. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, Christ was raised from the dead, you got soteriology.
You're saying, that's right. Now, you know, this word is it's a Greek word defined as to save from peril, injury, or suffering. That's interesting because it's also used in the term of healing, restoration of health, and especially in the New Testament of salvation from spiritual diseases and death. Spiritual diseases and death. Now, spiritual death would be dying without Jesus Christ.
Yes. We see the ideals of wholeness, soundness, safety. Safety, preservation, and healing are included in the word.
Right. The idea of rescue is prominent in the term salvation, and it's used in the Bible. It is sometimes used as a temporal deliverance, as in Exodus 14:13. But generally, it's used in the spiritual and the complete sense. Now, we're going to talk to you about some things, and we've said this before, and you're going to start hearing about it. And, Pastor, tell me some of the doctrines we're going to talk about.
About guilt. We're going to talk
about penalties. Ooh.
We're going to talk about justice, atonement, grace.
Oh, I love grace.
Substitution.
Oh, yes.
Satisfaction, imputation. Go ahead.
Yes. And got to put redemption in there, being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Then reconciliation.
Right, reconciled to God. And then propitiation.
Sometimes,
I tell you what.
You gotta be convicted of sin, so conviction is in there.
Right, that's right. And repentance, and faith, and forgiveness, and which carries the idea of pardon and remission of sins.
Which brings regeneration.
Yes.
And then, because we've been adoption. All of these.
Into the family of God.
Justification, talking about righteousness, sanctification, preservation, and glorification. All of these things we're going to talk about, these topics we're going to be talking about. So our viewers, keep in mind, you're going to learn a lot about special words.
Yes.
So you need to watch your tongue.
Right. Yes, that's right. Watch your tongue. Pastor Duffy is absolutely 100% correct when he says all these things are wrapped up in salvation. Now, we want you to understand something about what God has done for us when he saved us. Now, the reason why you're not saved is probably because you've never been introduced to exactly what God has in store for you as a Christian. If you have some idea of what God has gone through, the sacrifice of his only son on the cross, just so we could have these privileges, I'm going to tell you what, that makes me humble. It makes me know that I am unworthy.
You know, most people think, if I ask them if they're 99.9% sure they're saved, you're not.
That's right.
If you're not 100% sure, salvation includes a revelation of the will of God, of the Father, concerning the lost, the object of the work of the Son of God on the cross,
right,
and his presence now, right hand. He's at the right hand of the Father.
That's right.
And indwelling in the believer.
That's
so
right.
The work of the Spirit is convicting of sin and an imparting of the divine nature. The indwelling, the baptizing, the sealing, and filling. All of these great things comes through by getting salvation.
I'm going to tell you what, you said a mouthful there. Did you know it? Because, you see, this doctrine of salvation touches all these areas, and I'm going to guess that probably a lot of the Christians in the churches today do not know all of the doctrines involved,
yes,
all the things that Jesus has prepared
amen.
For us
amen.
That love him and are called according to his purpose.
Yes, the doctrine of salvation properly includes everything which is the divine undertaking of the believer to share in the death of Christ until he appears in his glory.
Right.
So we have a lot to learn.
That's exactly right. And not only that, it is all of God. It's all of God. It's impossible to emphasize the truth so much. The thinking of men in general is that they must do something to save themselves. And that is not the case. That's what we're trying to share with all the people in our radio and television audience, that there's nothing you can do but receive it. You can't do anything to earn this salvation.
Amen. Amen.
God just has it. It's your choice. He did give us all free will now, Pastor.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have to be saved. I can pay my sin debt myself.
Well, the wages of sin, you're paying debts.
That's right. But I'd rather accept Jesus who has already paid the price, and I know that I'm going to heaven.
Well, see, if they could save themselves, or they could get themselves ready,
yes,
Christ would not have had to die on the cross.
That's right. Now, Jonah 2:9 says salvation is of Jehovah,
and
Jehovah is God. Salvation is of God. Never confuse salvation truth with life truth. Now, you got two things going there. So never make these interdependent.
Amen.
So all man can do
is
receive it. That's exactly right. And you know, and I know that I've received Christ as Lord and Savior. Pastor, if you ask me if I'm going to heaven when I die, I'll say I'm 100% sure. And if I ask you, you would say you were 99% sure?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just trapped in this body. I'm 100% sure. I can't get out.
No, you didn't catch that. He's not 99. I guarantee you one thing. Pastor Duffy is
100% sure.
Now, salvation defined negatively on a negative note now is rescue from the most terrible condition you can imagine in this whole world. Salvation is rescue from the state of perdition.
Eternal damnation.
Yes, exactly. Eternal damnation in the lake of fire, later to be sent to from the place called hell to the lake of fire, where that the person will be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Those of you at radio and television are watching us right now. If you're not saved, your fate right now is the lake of fire. Your fate is to spend eternity with Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, Pastor, for eternity.
Eternity.
Eternity. And that's why God gave us free will. I can't think of it. Trillions and trillions and trillions and billions
forever.
And trillions and billions of trillions of years yet yonder in the future.
You know, over in Ephesians 1:3, it talks about salvation brings a man into a condition in which he is an object of all the divine blessings. So he says all of our spiritual blessings are in the heavenly places.
That's
so God's
right.
Blessings are already out there for us.
Oh, that's correct. That's so true. And you know, so many people do not understand that, you know, the salvation in Christ is so important. And in our next broadcast, we'll bring you up to date on some more. You need to watch and you need to know some of these doctrines. They're right out of the Bible.
That's part of what Sunday school is for. So people are trying to understand the Bible without God.
That's right.
And you can't. So you need to learn how to rightly divide the word. That's why Watch Your Tongue is such an important program for our audiences and for this nation. Watch Your Tongue is going to bring you into the reality of who God truly is by watching our tongues.
Amen. Well, you know what? Let's find out what Joe Joseph's got for us on this segment, and let's get right into that immediately, and let's see what he's going to tell us today about current events.
I look forward to Joe Joseph giving us some things about what's happening in the world, and then we can come back and bring the word to what Joe Joseph says.
Amen.
And now, here's your host, Joe Joseph. Give him 5 minutes, and he'll give you the real news.
I'm Joe Joseph, and this is Gimme 5. You know, earlier on, I talked about the Federal Reserve. I even showed you a Federal Reserve note, some of the interesting symbology that's on that Federal Reserve note. Also asked the question, what is a dollar? Well, February 3rd, 1913 was a dark day in the United States, because that's when the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified, making it possible for the federal government to impose a progressive income tax. By the way, that happened to be plank number 2 of the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx. And the income tax was introduced in 1917 as a temporary measure to create or to help the war effort out. And as it turns out, it wasn't temporary at all. So they ratify the 16th Amendment. It passes, progressive income tax. Before 1913, a progressive income tax was considered unconstitutional because it kind of went against personal liberty, personal responsibility, paying your fair share. Now, in 1913, President Woodrow Wilson publishes The New Freedom, in which he reveals this, and I quote, "Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the U.S. in the fields of commerce and manufacturing are afraid of somebody, are afraid of something. They watch, or they know, that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they'd better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it." That's President Woodrow Wilson speaking in The New American. But it gets better than that, because in 1913, on December 23rd, when most of the House of Representatives and most of Congress are home on Christmas vacation, the Federal Reserve Act is passed. And this act, according to Charles Lindbergh Sr., the father of Charles Lindbergh, he states that this act establishes the most gigantic trust on the earth. When the president signs this act, the invisible government by the money power, proven to exist by the money trust investigation, will be legalized. And it was indeed. So much so that 3 years later in 1916, after this all came to pass, Woodrow Wilson, in declining health at that point in his life, and why? Because of the guilt, because he knew he sold out to the bankers, writes this in 1916. He observes, "I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." And folks, it has been systematic from the very beginning. The idea is to remove personal liberty, to remove personal responsibility, to restrict free will and to enact a police state, a control state. And we see it here today. Folks, it's time to get active. It's time to wake up. Do like Jesus did and stand up against this evil. Whip the money changers. Stand up against the Pharisees. Now is the time. I'm Joe Joseph. Thank you for watching tonight on Gimme 5, and you can tune into my radio broadcast every Monday to Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Freedom Link at Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. God bless you and have a great evening.
This is What's Your Tongue.
Okay, Pastor Duffy, you know what? I have just thought about something that I learned not very long ago, 2008, 2009. Remember, we were on the square downtown Sulphur Springs. You were praying, and I was basically preaching.
Yes, sir.
And what I learned down there is this, that every politician in the United States history, senator, governor, I don't care who it is, from about 1969, have totally violated their constitutional commitment to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Because let me tell you why. Very simply this, you look at our country today, they've taken prayer out of school back in the 60s. They took in all the liberties away they have so far. And when the Republicans were in total power for 8 years, not one of them ever did anything about it. They totally violated their constitutional commitment on purpose.
They need to take what's called We the People and
yes.
tear that document up, because it's not We the People.
That's
it's
right.
a small, systematic group of people that control this nation. They're small groups called the Illuminati.
Yes.
They're small groups called Skull and Bones. There's small groups called Bilderberg, which they're all part of the same groups. So, when you get a knowledge of who God truly is, it'll open your eyes and see that we're just like sheep for the slaughter.
Yes.
But because of the protection that God has for us, because we know how to watch our tongue,
amen.
God has given us the ability to see better and to help warn these people about salvation so they won't have to go through some of these things that these groups are pressing on them.
Well, in light of what we see today going on, it's so obvious that Jesus Christ has to come soon. And so, what better time for people? You need to get ready to meet Jesus. You are going to meet him one place or the other. And Christian friends, I don't care who you are, I hope you're a Christian friend, but if you're friends, relatives, or whatever, if you do not know Jesus Christ, there is one of two things will happen to you. First of all, there is this. It depends on what family you belong to.
Amen.
Pastor, think about this. When you're on your deathbed, there's only two families that are important.
Yes.
The first of all, for me, is the family of God, because I want to be with the Lord Jesus Christ when I die. I want to live forever in heaven. I want to walk the streets of gold. I want to look at the things that God said, eye has not seen, ear has never heard, the things that God has prepared for those in heaven. Now, the second family is not quite that fortunate, because the second family is the family of Satan. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, my friend, when you die, the instant you die, the death angel is going to come, and he's going to literally tear your soul out of its body and take your soul and drop it in a place called hell, reserved there until the great white throne judgment. At the great white throne judgment, God is going to take that soul. He's going to judge you. He's going to open the books of the Lamb's Book of Life. He's going to open to the books to show you works were not good enough to get you to heaven. And you will be consigned to the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever with Satan, false prophet, Antichrist. And you're going to get the privilege to live with Satan the rest of your life.
You don't know how important this is to talk to your viewers, Dr. Cooper. You're speaking it right. You know, we as people have been trained by what we see and what we hear. And everything we see and everything we hear has been a lie. That's why the public school systems, I don't mean to come against it, it's failed us. It's told you about what they said about life instead of what God tells you about life. We have lost our values from the core. See, in 1913, when Joe Joseph was speaking on these things, it was a phenomenal. It opened my eyes to see more and more. So it's interesting to me how I can line up what he says with what biblical prophecy says.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to get your life right, I hear people, Dr. Cooper, always say, well, let me stop doing this so I can get better.
Yes.
You don't have the ability to get better.
That's exactly right.
Because if you
right.
could save yourself, Christ wouldn't have had to die for you.
That's right.
What you need to do now is surrender to the Lord and let him come into your life so that you can get the blessings and the benefits that Christians have. Most people think Christian living like a Christian life is boring. We have the most joy. We have the most peace. And a matter of fact, by watching Your Tongue Ministries, if you've been on bipolar or ADD medicine, you can have all that gone away by just asking Jesus to come into your heart. Yes. Here's what I'm saying. If you're manic depressant, you can have the peace of God, because he said, listen, John chapter 14, right. Verse 27, peace I leave unto you, peace I give you. Not as the world give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Also, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, it talks about having us find rest in him. So the key to it is the word of God. And you can bypass all those things that man is calling you.
Amen. And you know, Pastor, when you get right down to the nuts and bolts of it, it's all about Jesus, all about your personal relationship with him. And that's the key right there to all of it.
Yep. And it's a strong thing. When a doctor tells you that you are this,
yes,
instead of what God telling you what you are, you're going to listen to what man says you are. Instead of, he doesn't even know who he is. Because if he went to what the word of God says, who he is, he'll have a better death. So when people come into a doctor's office and you don't tell them about Jesus, you tell them the wrong thing. But that's anyway, right. Let's talk about this offer. This offer that we have. We have an exciting offer on the table waiting for you right now.
That's right.
This is What's Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields this sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people. And we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory, by author Linda L., is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.whatyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
What an exciting book offer that is. Being a partner with Watch Your Tongues. I'm so excited on the inside about all of these things that's going on in this ministry.
Pastor Duffy, you know, this lady has been so kind as to offer her book, and it's be a blessing because it has the Psalms on one side and has a prayer on the other side. It's a blessing to anyone who reads it and who studies it and can get closer to God's Word.
This book is deeper than people ever really realize. The natural mind will never understand how much power, because if it's a prayer for you and it's God's Word, it has God's Word in that prayer, that means God's Word is praying for you.
Right, and this lady is partnering with us in this particular ministry. What other ways can they partner with us, Pastor?
There are other ways that our audience can partner mm-hmm. with Watch Your Tongue. There's three levels of partnership on a monthly basis. There's a silver, gold, and platinum. Silver being $50 a month, gold being $75 a month, and being a platinum a partnership. That'll be only $100 a month.
But any amount of donation God lays on your heart is appreciated. And you know, those who get in our platinum, we're going to see to it that somehow they receive extra information so you'll know what this ministry is doing. So we'll have kind of a newsletter or something like that that we'll be producing and trying to give it to these folks so they'll know what's going on.
Be staying tuned for the next segment of Watch Your Tongue.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Winona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.